detained at the border. Sleep is a country we all need to visit now and then. Take it from an insomniac. We know our passport is being readied when we start yawning, increasingly drowsy, preparing to slip across a border as invisible and undefended as the one between America and Canada. But sometimes there's a hitch. The equivalent of being pulled aside by a customs officer for inspection. Perhaps an interview. Routine questions about employment, purpose of trip, destination, length of stay. This happened to me several times on my numerous visits to Canada, perhaps associated with periodic changes in the shagginess of my appearance, which apparently correlates with some profile corresponding to this era's terror alerts. Musings as appropriate and inopportune as anything else to be thinking about late at night, tired from a long day, in need of rest, and held up interminably at the border, from crossing into the land of dreams by a neurological bureaucrat who must have gotten up on the wrong side of the bed. I've answered your questions. You've checked my papers and searched my car. Now, can I please go?